Police raided the headquarters of the political party of Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and arrested three staff members this week. The raid was the latest in a series of incidents that have accompanied a crisis in the country's unity government, which united Prime Minister Tsvangirai with Zimbabwe's longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in a power-sharing agreement in 2009. Last week, Tsvangirai said he wants out of the government after police arrested one of his top political allies. A retired BBC Africa Bureau journalist and chief spokesman for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told Vatican Radio the political situation in Zimbabwe is rapidly deteriorating.
Well, it's a very interesting stage because there's been no official announcement from any of the parties. But the word is that the military authorities in Zimbabwe are now trying to force the MDC partners in the coalition government to withdraw so that they can call immediate elections. The rationale for this appears to be increasing pressure from the Southern African Development Community. Last week in the British House of Lords, the British minister responsible for the Commonwealth, Lord Howell, said that there was sinister developments in Zimbabwe, but at the same time, he applauded South Africa for its role. Now, this is quite mysterious because there's been no announcement of any particular increased pressure from South Africa, apart from a comparatively junior South African minister warning Zimbabwe that they wouldn't allow elections there until a South African-mediated roadmap had been agreed by all parties. In other words, elections could not be held for about another year. Now, the military junta in Zimbabwe don't want to wait that long. They know that Mugabe could leave the scene any moment. He's very seriously ill with prostate cancer. There's no doubt about that. He's visited the Far East for treatment three times this year already. And he's just not available to run the government. But they want him as a figurehead for their election campaign. If he holds out, he'll be replaced by the army chief soon after an election, which they hope they can bludgeon their way back to power.
Is there any realistic chance of things holding off, and if they do, of some semblance of something approaching fair elections taking place in, you know, I don't know, 18 months' time or so?
I don't think so, really, because there's so much at stake here now. The army is sitting on the richest diamond deposits in the world. It's already flooding the market. They're in control of all the levers of power. In fact, ZANU-PF have handed over their election strategy to the military. The military leaders in all areas have been deployed in all areas in Zimbabwe to make sure that when elections are held, they'll either be for ZANU-PF or they will be the votes will be rigged. In effect, whether elections are held in the next few months or in a year's time, it's unlikely to make much difference. I think SADC have left it too late, really. What we're seeing emerging in Zimbabwe, unfortunately, is more and more a naked military regime, which will continue to buy the services of the military and the troops and the police and the Central Intelligence Organization.
One more question, if I could. How serious a fight could the military put up if people started, you know, doing some real shooting at them from outside?
I don't think there's no possibility whatsoever that there'll be any invasion of Zimbabwe. There's no willingness in the region to do that. And there's no preparedness on the part of the opposition. The MDC has pinned its colours to the slogans of non-violent change. And there's no military capacity to confront the troops. And if there are any signs of popular protest, it will be they'll be mown down like they have been in Libya. Mugabe is a great friend of Gaddafi. He went to Addis last week to campaign for Gaddafi and friend in Ivory Coast Bagbo as well. It's a dim future, unfortunately, because it's such a prosperous country. People are so keen on democracy, and they understand.